stage is took a bit of time, and the research unit and the team had to work around the clock to try and make sure that the report is at the level that we had to come. So firstly, I would like to apologize for the delay. I understand precisely because I was on their case to make sure that the report is the way the committee has requested, and I'm hoping that committee members are going to appreciate that. I've surely seen changes, and I've seen improvements in the report. Hence, I could understand how they had to work. They literally didn't have a weekend or something. They worked through the weekend to try and put the report. Obviously, some of the conflicting issues was the confusion brought as well from the House Chair's office, constantly communicating contrary messages to what we had agreed upon as the committee until they phoned me to intervene, which I explained the position of the committee. So safe to say that, honourable members, we have the report in front of us, and in light of those difficulties, but though I hope that members have been able to get the report so that we can be able to consider it. If we are going to have changes, this is how I'm proposing, that we look at the report. If there are amendments that we think should be, we adopt the report with the amendments that we might propose, so that even when the team goes, they can make those changes that we had agreed upon, but we had adopted the report, and therefore we only change what we had agreed upon as amendments. Secondly, there's a document that has been circulated to members as part of the document of the annual report, specifically to the Basic Education Committee members. It's a gap, I'm not pronouncing it properly. It's a document that speaks on a process that the minister is undertaking. The heading comments on CAPS 2010. I'd like to highlight to members that this is not a process which is with us at this point in time. The process is with the minister. So I'm sure they just wanted us for our information to know the submission of the comments. I think we'll know them. When the process comes to us, we'd obviously engage with that. So as they were saying that this is the comments that we need to have for the report, they have nothing. The CAPS process has nothing to do with us at this point in time. So it's something that would be done separately as part of the curriculum process. So I just thought I should highlight those few things, members, and officially welcome you to the meeting with those open remarks and clarifications, and then start the process with the report. I'm just putting my report out. The first report that you're going to do is the one that speaks on the heading Draft Joint Budgetary Review and Recommendation Report of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education and Higher Education. It's supposed to be Higher Education and Training. That's the first correction I'm just making on the heading there. Because when you refer to Department of Higher Education and Training. So, members, on that note, I would like to open the floor. I'm not going to go through the report. Maybe I should actually just try that. But I think we have been able to have a look. I'm hoping that members may be able to get a report. As you know, page one looks at the introduction and the mandate of the committee. And then page two, it looks at the process followed by the committee and arriving at the report. At the bottom there is the department's legislative mandate and the Department of Education strategic objectives, priorities and measurable objectives. And then measurable objectives of the department. And then it starts at page four, where it talks about the analysis of the department's prevailing strategic operational priorities. And then it goes to the analysis of the expenditure trend, where it looks at the Department of Education expenditure at the end of 2019 financial year. It looks at the program spending analysis. And then it goes down, you go to the national expenditure at the end of the second quarter of 2010-11 financial year, and then you've got basic education there, and then you've got higher education, the analysis, because you know that with the BRRR process, we are required to look at the spending, that's the document that was circulated. For initial expenditures,
and the end of August. My question, the
Can you just officer? Or you want Shall I start with page one?
Thank you, Chair. Can I just ask that perhaps at the end, we just ask ourselves whether this report really says everything that we wanted to say. Because if we go page by page, obviously we will restrict ourselves to what is in there already. There are some major issues which I believe we don't speak
about. Can we start with page one? Anything on page one? Okay, page one is fine, it's only that training at the top. Page two.
Thank you, Chairperson. my mind, we've got some serious problems in our education system, and we are quiet about it. In my mind, we've got some serious problems in our education system that we don't address in this report. Therefore, the department determines the contents of this report and not us. Things like the retention rate of learners, which is of serious concern to me. Things like the low pass rate that we just don't, you know, see any reference to. Things like the cost effectiveness of our education.
You're going to confuse me, to be honest with you. I proposed how we were going to deal. If you have generic comments, let's make generic comments at the end. And I think that's what we proposed and agreed with you. Here we are dealing with this paragraph. And I don't think that we are allowing the department to dictate, because hence we had changed the way the report has been written. The report is based on our discussion. If nothing raised around those things on the days that we're discussing, we can't submit it. We've got to follow through what we have already discussed as this committee. If there are new matters that we want to put on the agenda of the committee, we'll have to do so properly. But I think that generic comments on the report, based on our discussions, let's do them at the end as we do. I agree with you. New agenda items of new issues that we have not dealt with as the committee, we'll have to find a way through the agenda with Honorable Fransman to make it them part of the agenda of the committee. I think that for now we're looking at this paragraph specifically to either agree or disagree with what Honorable Fugusa is saying, and then close on that one, then move into, so that I don't also, because I'm sharing, and I might lose some of these things and might not follow track, and I'm going to make their work difficult if I can't follow through. And as well, have consensus on the issues that we are raising, so that when the report is out, we all have made consensus on the issue. I don't want it to become Honorable Fugusa's issue. I want it to become all our issue. I don't know if I'm making sense on that. I'm just asking so that you also assist me in making my life and my work here easy. Honorable Scotland.
Chairperson, you are correct. I just want to add something. Chairperson, we are dealing with the product, with our product. This is our product. It's not the document of the department or the document of portfolio committee. It's a product from the report that we got from the department, which means all of us were responsible to own this product and make amendments where it is necessary. Not to say the department or whatever. This is our product now. And we can't formulate other documents than this one, because this is our document. Thank you.
Okay. Are we in consensus,
Honourable Member, with the changes Honourable Fugusa has made? We agree.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else on page 4? So that we move. Okay. Page 4 has been agreed based on the change, with the changes that we have on that paragraph on higher education and training under 3.
Can you read that motion?
Okay. With regards to higher education and training, there's been an increase in access to FET colleges and higher education institutions. And what is going to be inserted here is a percentage. We'll just put a percentage that says so much percentage of increase based on the report. Hence, I said that this percentage is available, and I don't think we have it in front of us here. But the percentage amount is there on the report. We'll just go to the report, get that percentage, insert it here on the percentage. The next sentence, progress has been made in aligning higher education and training legislation, i.e., for example, it's alignment of higher education and training. I mean, it's now no, it's still business. Because it's still at the NCO Amendment Bill, Youth Development Amendment Bill, Skills Levies Amendment Bill, which was the purpose, I think that's what Honorable was saying. The purpose was to align the legislation with the current department development or in the department. And then the last part is all on the department has also held three summits: higher education and training, higher education summit, further education summit, skills development, and then paragraph on higher education. When you go three summits in higher education with all the stakeholders to shape the way forward for the higher education institutions, and and then on the FET college as well, was with all the institutions within the FET sector to shape, even develop a strategy in responding to the challenge that is faced by this sector. The last one is around skills development summit as well, where the sentence will elaborate, meeting with all the sectors within the skills development sector as well to shape and formulate a way forward towards responding to challenges that are faced by the sectors, and which the committee feels it was an important stage which shapes the work that informs which, I might not say in the correct English, but you understand what I'm saying, shaping the or informing the work that will be done by the department. That's what I understand to be the summary of that. I might not say to you the baptism exactly the way, but that's how it should be crafted intensively on the issues. Agreed? Thank you. Page 5?
Just on page 4.
Okay.
Just to make sure that that paragraph, the one that starts with there, does start on the achievement, that will be rewritten.
Yeah.
Also, there's a spelling error. The second, under 3, you look at the second line, overarching.
Can I just appeal to the team to get the document edited properly? I know that you had challenges of time, and there might have not been time for you to take it for editing and all that. Let's just make sure that the grammatic and editing on the entire document is done. Okay. Same on the same page, huh? Okay.
Thank you. I don't sit on the basic education. I don't sit on basic education chair, but because I think this is all our work, maybe I could just ask to be indulged. If you read that sentence for the notable achievements, I think that it's an anticipation of the very notable achievements that the department has, the very one that Dr. James was speaking of. There's that notable achievements. The one under the bullet. The very sentence, are we together on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm saying that I think that that sentence is killing everything that you are reporting below it. You say there are no notable achievements, and then you go on and say what the department has done. So you're killing the sentence already. You're killing the paragraph. Because after you say there are no notable achievements, then you do say work has been done. So you're killing yourself here. I think I don't sit on the committee, but the way it reads.
Gracias.
This is a million people. So it's the same what the colleague has said. Yeah, let's be consistent in terms of the notation.
I won't be sure.
And the other 21.849 billion. Just correct that one, it's a mistake.
It's not really a mistake, but the notation is not.
Anything else we we are agreeing on the recommendation or the changes by Honorable Smile. We agree that they should correct it. I'm making sure that committee members are following through.
I have a problem with the wording of improving the curriculum. We have no assurance that it is an improvement at the moment. The way in which they dealt with the review of the implementation of the curriculum, they don't plan to pilot it at certain schools. On page 4, to the paragraph that Honorable Mukuza focused on.
After the sentence that was in
which one?
The same thing.
Oh, going back to page 4.
Yeah.
We had
page 5. I put up my hand, but you didn't see.
But I didn't, I'm sorry for that, but I thought that we can't. That's what I called for page 5. You were saying which one? Work has already started on improving the curriculum following the recommendation of the Ministerial Committee.
Yes, I have a problem with the word improving the curriculum. If you want to improve the curriculum, you don't deal with the curriculum as they did by appointing task teams. The curriculum was not piloted in certain schools. So I have a problem with the word improving. It was a process to review the implementation of the curriculum.
What is the report saying? Because I think that's what's important. If this debate may not rise as part of the discussion, but the report said that. And I think we need to be clear. Remember, I said we're not changing, we're not putting new debates here. We are reviewing based on, I need to assist and go on another member.
What was constantly used throughout the whole process was the review of the implementation.
Which was the review?
Not that there's an improving of the curriculum, because there are doubts about the improvement of the curriculum.
Chairperson, thank you. I think I would slightly disagree with Honorable Clopas now, because not even for the first time where after even the task team has been put in place, we have been getting the process as to say what is the progress on the review of the curriculum and how is it being improved. And throughout the whole process, we have been talking of the review and the improvement of the curriculum, because through the task team, all the stakeholders were involved so that they made the curriculum to be more accessible, to be improved, and they were reviewing it. So that is why I will say, maybe if you say after the review and the improvement of the curriculum, but the improvement has always been there, because the whole process was there to review it and improve it so that it can be more accessible, that teachers can be, it can be easier for them and also the learners. So really, for me at this point, to say you are scratching the word improve, but I can say let us insert the review and the improvement part of it in the whole process.
Okay. Include a review and improve. Okay, we had already moved from this page. We were on page 5 with those changes that had already been proposed, the billion. At the consensus on the percentages. Anything else on other members on this page? Okay. Proved with those changes. Page 6. And then okay. Nothing on page 6. We move. Page 7. Nothing on page 7. We move. Page 8, nothing on page 8, we move. Page 9. It's on page 12.
Yes, sure.
When we come to page 12, we have already discussed.
Page 11.
Page 11, okay.
Sure. Yes. When we refer to the 16 colleges that were running, third one from the top, and also the fourth one from the top.
Yes.
We are referring there to the 16 colleges that were found to be running at a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Just two comments. The first one, and I've made it last week as well, is it's not 16 out of the 50. You know that some of those records were damaged in a fire and they couldn't retrieve the 50 colleges' annual statements. So to just quote 16, and we don't say out of how many, it was 32 that they could retrieve, gives to me a different picture. 16 of 50 is a third. 16 of 32 is 50%. There's quite a difference between those two. So if we could just amend that to either, you know, say that, you know, half the colleges were found, or of those colleges sampled, half were found to be running at a deficit. That's the first point.
On that one, I disagree with you. Because at the top, they say you monitor the college budget expenditure and performance of all 50 SET colleges. As you read, then it's out of. Because the first sentence tells you the content is based on the 50 SET colleges. Wouldn't it be a reputation as you put continuously saying it was found that 16 colleges of 50, when at the top, you've already indicated that you're looking at the 50 colleges?
Chairperson, but that's exactly my point. We are not looking at 50 colleges. 18 colleges have not looked at all, and in the annual statement they are actually quite clear about found that they collect all 50 colleges' financial statements. Then all the records were destroyed in a fire. Then they had to ask again for the colleges to submit, and only 32 of the colleges could submit in time for them to analyze those statements. So that is exactly my problem.
So you said 16 of 32.
That's right. Of the 32 that were sampled or something like that.
Okay. Now I understand what you're talking
about. But then also, Chairperson,
before you move on, let us know this one.
I want to keep track of what you are agreeing upon and in 16 of 32, the changes, honorable members. I think it's quite good because I would have also made, I thought it was 16 or 50. So we agree on that one. No objection. Are we agreeing with the 32 or you want to go and verify? You verify and put it. Then when you verify, put it against to say 16 colleges off the number. Okay, we agree on that one. Let me just indulge on that. Suspension. The committee feels there is a need for the department to report to the committee on
suspension. I've been getting with international agreement in research development, but I don't know why our suspension started to fall.
Okay, to be kept.
Yeah.
Okay. So correct, they have noted immediately. Okay. Honorable Father, they said that we were there on page 11.
Yes, if I may.
Yes,
I'm putting on that. There are just two other things. Also, under the third paragraph, about the staff being transferred to the College Council as an employer. It's not only the capacity of the College Councils that is lacking. I mean, putting more capable people on the college councils will not solve everything. There are also other problems. For example, you know that those staff members used to belong, the old staff members, to the government employees pension fund. And the new staff members now being employed cannot belong to the pension fund. So there are more problems than just the capacity.
I'm going to rule you out of order on this one. Because the discussion never went to that one. I remember quite well. It was DG Mary Metcalf who highlighted the difficulty she has with the employment. She never went into the details of what you are talking about, which in itself is a challenge. I think we've got to find a way of dealing with it at some point. When we have, I think the chair had committed that at some point we need to have a discussion as a committee specifically on LGBT equality more intensely. So that one I would want somewhere annually to note it so that you pack it for that discussion. But as part of this, when DG, I remember quite well when she was at the this is the only, she never went to the pensions and funds issues. And if you can, that's why I was saying this paragraph is specifically the summary of the report of the department. And she specifically spoke only on the employment of the teachers based that they are employed by council and the concerns which she had. I wouldn't want us to insert a new thing on this one. Honorable Fanta, Honorable Hanya, please.
It's just an omission here. Thank you.
The basic difference that we have is whether we must summarize the department's report and say this is the committee's report, because that's what the department told us. But I want to put it emphatically this morning that the department does not shoulder the burden that they should have had. And you will see in the next paragraph again, the department, it's very easy for the department to say that college councils don't have the capacity, the staff don't have the capacity to manage their finances and so on. But I believe that from the committee side, from the department, you've got a responsibility.
Can I rule you out of order? Because I'm saying that this the report provides space for us to do those reflections. But for this paragraph that we are dealing with now, remember that's why I was going through the headings. So that you know as you go through the report which part deals with what. Now we're dealing with more of the summary of what has been presented to us. We'll come, I said, Annelie must pack that issue as on a discussion for the FET discussion at the committee, but you would be able to, when you do overall comments at the end, where we do recommendations and of the, you could be able to set that one to say, we feel that the department did not go intensely and highlighting the challenges of FET. Can we do that? Thank you. Honorable Khanya, and then Honorable Kinel.
There is an omission on the sentence that starts with, I don't know where it starts, but we have 277 students graduating from FET colleges experience difficulties in transferring from the colleges to institutions of higher learning due to, I think it's an omission there. You could respect that. Am I right?
Can you get started from that one? I think you are please. Thank you. Sixth paragraph.
Under the project heading to support the development of higher quality and CV. Programs and curriculum as well as delivery thereof in FET College. The paragraph reads, the committee is concerned about the non-funding of NCORS. Sorry, I'm just noting what I had commented on Honorable and I'll come back to it. The committee is concerned about the non-funding of NCORS courses in college and its impact on the delivery of the program and viability of the offering. It also noted that 277 students graduating from FET colleges experienced difficulties in transferring from the colleges to institutions of higher learning due to the fact that they were misinformed about subjects combination upon registration at colleges. Due to the fact.
Yeah.
So there must be there. Okay. We agree on that one. Honorable Kina.
Yeah.
Honorable Kina.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. On page 9. Chairperson, on page 9, I would like to request that we use. Yeah, but check out and parameter. On page 9, on page 9, on the second paragraph, Chairperson, there is where after that word need you. It indicated that it has also finalized the one teacher, one computer initiative. As to say, can't we use the proper term that is used for that initiative? Because I don't think it can be one teacher, one computer. It's not confined to be one. It's a teacher laptop initiative. That is the word that is being used there. Can we use what is the term that is used so that we are in the right track with the report that you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still have an issue on that?
No, I'm not. I have an issue on page 11 now. Now, Chairperson, again, I'm going back to the paragraph that you have Honorable Kanyako has just spoken to. I'll just start in the middle there. The 277 students graduating from the FET colleges experiencing difficulties in transferring from the colleges to the institution of higher learning. Even there, if you can go to, yeah, it is transferring, but I think the way that, because we are concerned about the articulation of the learners, if you can, the terms that you are using rather than transferring, it's as if we're just transferring a learner from this point to. We are talking of articulation, as to say, are they able to articulate from the FET colleges to the universities? I was just concerned of the terms that is being used. Then. Thank you.
I think can you correct that? That sentence in terms of it, also noted that 277 students graduating from FET colleges experience difficulties. You say inarticulate, no.
It's articulation.
Yeah. Program, so
yeah.
We've got to rephrase the sentence.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I remember now the discussion. It's what, I remember it's informed by what students learn at FET colleges that enables them to be sort of your bridge process towards higher institutions. Can we rephrase that? I'm not finding the proper way to rephrase it. But you want to assist with that? Okay. We have Babu Bonjana on.
Thank you, Chair. I must just say I'm sorry that I missed some of the other sessions due to other matters of state. Chair, the same paragraph. The committee is concerned about the non-funding of end courses in colleges and its impact on the delivery of the program and viability of the offering. The problem with that of the offering sounds biblical and religious. The offering is... Can we change that one?
The committee is
and availability of the offering.
But you are saying that it's complicated, so how do you replace it? There's a way. There will be first things that can be assist as well. I think this one is not appropriate. You need to come with, because we keep on saying this is not appropriate, you don't come with something appropriate. And if you don't have something appropriate, what is there remains appropriate?
Chair, I just wanted to establish first whether, as a committee, you see that as a problem. If not,
we agree with you.
You agree with me?
Yeah, we are trying to find the way.
Then together, let's come with a solution.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, saying if you don't have an appropriate way, have you offered to be in the appropriate way?
I am actually one of the solutions. So you, Chair, because if she is not well and collected, we can have so in the right word. Mm. Yes, that's what it is. Mm.
congregational order.
I also want to talk about the sentence after you have ably adjudicated his complex situation. The committee is concerned about the non-funding of NCOM in colleges and its impact on the delivery of programs and viability.
Of the what?
Of the concept.
Thank you, Chair. On the human under also under the general observations of the committee, I think it's an omission.
So I'm going to watch it, honorable member, and see that. Do you agree? Do you agree? But silence, does that mean that we agree? The issue of access of teachers, that is costing the department a 2.9 billion, as per the annual report. What Honorable Smiles is requesting is that under human resource management, it must be reflected, because it's not reflected here when we talk about vacancy rates, and it's not reflected on the general comment, which I think is appropriate. I agree with you. Are you disagreeing, Honorable Van der Veen Fender?
Chairperson, you could just distinguish that. I think some of those figures refer to the amounts for provincial education departments as well. The National Department of Education, which this deals with, is actually a fairly small organization. And I think we must just, when we refer to the 2.9 billion, I think we must just distinguish between the department as they report to us with that relatively small staff complement versus the large numbers of people in the provinces.
Thank you very much for that assist. We're going to insert that line or two that speaks on the vacancy rate in terms of the teachers, access teachers, with reference to them being under provinces. Just clearly outlining that, articulating that in the report. Shall we move to page 13, members? Page 12. Honorable Kina.
Chairperson, still on page 12. It starts from page 11, program 5, social and school enrichment program. No, Chair, I'm just commenting on some of the paragraphs, the way it has been reported, though it's reflecting really the true discussions that we had as a committee. But I just want to suggest, Chair, that at least if we have sort of bullets or numbers, if you can go to page 12, the third paragraph. I'll just make an example of that one, where if you read that paragraph, there are so many things that are there in that paragraph, but that talks to different initiatives within the program. But now the way they are put together, you end up losing it, as to say we are talking of another initiative within the same program. Like we talk of the NSNP. Just immediately after that, there is an agreement again on Kari Gude. Immediately after that, you talk of Dinalidi schools within the same paragraph, of which somehow, some way, we are losing the grip of what is it that you want to bring forward as a committee. At least if we have sort of a bullet point, we are numbering what, so that you put that emphasis as to say, now we're talking of this, now we're talking of that, other than just throwing it in as it is done. It is what we have discussed, but really, I will appeal that the way we structure it, there is a little bit, we structure it in such a way that it has a sense for us to be.
I agree.
I want to be sentimental about the sentence. the tent who lifts from the bottom is that the Department of Service skills required for the ministerial appointee. Something funded. Program 6 on the bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The department established the skills required for the ministerial appointee.
But it's not a race message. I feel strongly about it.
No, I'm not very, very, very interested. But I just thought that it's good to highlight within higher institutions,
okay.
Higher education institutions specifically.
Okay.
Because as you are saying, taking courses don't do, your colleges don't do this research.
And I can just say that this is a lazy paragraph. It's a lazy paragraph. It doesn't tell you what it purports to say.
Mm-hmm.
Even the clinical training grant proposals that were approved, it doesn't tell what those clinical training grants were for, and there's need for that.
And again, the same paragraph. There's a sentence which is incomplete. They are losing the meaning there. The paragraph said the committee raised a concern on whether learners were being informed about admission requirements to enter the university space, and also questioned if the department has recourse. The sentence is incomplete. In case the minister appointment in court recalls what?
Okay. I think this needs to be two sentences.
Mm-hmm.
The first one speaks about entry access to university. The second one speaks about ask questioning after the audit has been done and the minister finds that ministerial appointees do not have the required skills, what is going to be done? That's in the simple English that I can speak. That's what it means. So that's what I'm saying. These are two sentences that must be separated. Firstly, the committee raised a concern on whether learners were being informed about admission requirements to enter the university space. That's full stop. The second one, further the committee questioned on the, and then it becomes another sentence on ministerial appointees, where the committee questioned that if you find that a ministerial appointee does not have the required skill, is there a recourse or is there something that is being done? Do you upskill them? Do you change them? Or what do you do? That was the issue here. So I think that needs to be corrected. I agree with you, Honorable Minister. Do you agree, members?
Yes.
There's so many changes on this one. The paragraph on the committee raised its concern on NSP and NSNP reflected, each issue to be reflected. We'll speak about nutrition programs, speak about it, can we do, and then eventually you split that. You come to the paragraph that Honorable Vukuza terms lazy, you rework on it in terms of enriching those bullets based on what we had recommended. I'm not married to bullet three being reflecting that it's higher institutions, and as well the all clinical training is based on you can't list them, unfortunately there are too many, but changing that the next the one that speaks to the department established skills audit, and then and the last one on working on it in terms of the review of the department of the financial, the National Student Financial Aid. And then the paragraph that we had agreed upon earlier on with Honorable James, proposed by Honorable James, where the committee is worried about the throughput rate of students in the institution of higher learning, which is currently at 22%, and then we said verify that and reflect that is the national average in universities. And then there was an issue on human resource, where we need to reflect the access educator. Those are the changes on that page. Page 13.
You see, I think what has happened is that there's been input and then there have been concerns by members of the portfolio committee and the proposed portfolio committee. But when those concerns arise, people are speaking to different issues. So that's why those paragraphs relating to concerns are conflated with Dina Lady and this and that and the other. So perhaps we should take from it Gina's point and say, committee is concerned, colon, and then do bullet points, because those are, in any case, your concerns are going to have to be attached to certain recommendations. So it's going to help you to separate them, you know, in terms of bullets. It's going to be very difficult to then move them around to different paragraphs.
Can I agree with that? Because I was also having my hand up to say the very opening sentence says a committee raised a concern, and then below that you put several concerns. So I also agree that you would say the committee raised the following concerns, then you bullet them, because that's how they do. So I agree with you.
Let's do it through other documents. Where does committee concerns? You say the committee raised the following concerns, and then you bullet them. Thank you. Honorable Gina?
Chair, lastly, still on that paragraph, is that one of the frustration at the vacancy rates? I think we need clarity there. What vacancy rates that the committee was concerned about today? It's not talking a lot. Page 12, same paragraph that we are talking about. Yeah, if ever really. I know maybe we might have raised those concerns, but can you clarify? Can we make it talk more on what is happening there, because it's just talk of vacancy rate, and for me it doesn't say anything. What is it that we're talking about?
The same paragraph might be about human resource management. You would bullet the concerns by the committee, and then under the vacancy, the committee, if you also, I think the committee also expressed frustration at the vacancy rate and wanted to know what is happening. These were vacancy rates based on higher education department that was reflected as part of the report. When they were reporting that, I think it was the part where the AG as well was commenting on what they were doing. No, the AG, trying to, now my head is everywhere. It's the CFO and the CG that spoke on it. Of higher education specifically, it wasn't relating to basic education, it wasn't relating to higher education. Can we reflect that? Thanks, Honorable Tina, we're leaving this paper. Thanks. We move to of Mamusha.
So the last one, the person I really been saying there was still a concern, but I think it was, unless if I missed it, that the current medical crisis was like this. The final one. Yeah, you said it's so that it's no longer a concern.
I didn't change that one. The currently I didn't change.
I left it the way it is.
Oh, I thought you are still reading it at 100%.
Yes.
Okay.
I noted that one. I agreed with it. When I did the summary, I said the committee is worried about the throughput rate of students in institutions of higher learning, which is currently at 22%, and I said they must insert the issue that it's a national average in higher institutions. I didn't touch the current part. Okay. Are we agreeing on page 12 so that we move on those changes? Page 13. Honorable, do you have one written? Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Under the report of the Auditor General, I think there is a grammatical error in the last sentence where the department should work towards ensuring that these problems do not arise in the
public.
Table there should be completed and so also edited. Wouldn't it be proper just to put unqualified instead of that dash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree with you because of the Auditor General's report, this dash was explained. What does it mean? Here it does not get explained. So shall we just put that one? We agree on that one. We close on it and then I think the grammatic error we correct it. We agree on it. We trust on what Honorable Usman says. Honorable Fokus.
No, I wanted to agree, Chair, but I just wanted to say that maybe the research team can do it as one as a footnote as we have done in subsequent on 14 to explain the dash in the footnote.
It helps with the So it's there on footnote on page 14.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on page
13? That's the definition where the honourable member you corrected that the same sentence should not be forwarded. It should be forwarded.
Okay. Let's correct and then the consistency again raised. We still keep to it. Page 14. Honourable proper floor.
Are the paragraphs missing because from 6 we go to paragraph 8 and at our previous meeting we have paragraph 6 and then we have paragraph 8. Is there a paragraph missing? And then my other question is during our previous meeting we changed the heading of this paragraph. Is it still the same paragraph? Never had a problem with the word observation. But I'm confused because it doesn't seem to be the same paragraph anymore. If you look at the content of the
paragraph. Okay. The 8th in the state it should be 7. So we'll correct that one to 7. In terms of that issue, I remember when it was raised on committee observation, I think Honorable, you were the one who raised it. And I explained that the research team, in trying to meet our needs and what the administration part needed, would not really much focus on the heading. I remember quite well. I explained that it's what they see as observations, though we understood what would be as the content. And I thought we had an agreement that we just need it as it is. I don't know if members want to change. We'd have to agree on that. But I remember we talked about it, and I thought... Maybe it's on my part. I thought that we had an agreement to leave it on that point. And then on the content, I'm not so sure what the issue there is. Let's focus on correcting what we think should be there as part of correcting the report. Remember when we were discussing, we had made overall comments in how the report must change. So this report has moved away from that one because we're not happy as per it was in the eyes of the department and wanted it to reflect the way it is now. So I thought that we'd take the approach of us editing as it is, because if there's committee observations and then there's conclusion where it speaks about where we stand in terms of that report, then recommendation.
but you wanted to say something on this one.
Regarding committee observations, the suggested was that we should outline overall observations over and above the comments and progress. Thanks.
We are on this matter.
Yeah.
I will leave Honorable Guza and then Honorable Musho.
Chair, if the researcher is guiding us on the term observation, I accept. But for consistency and for alignment, if you go to the mandate of the committee, there is no word like observation. We are not here to observe. This is an oversight. But if the researcher thinks that if that's how it is, then I leave. But we don't have the role, is not consistent with what the role of. Because here it's not just observation we're doing, we're engaging, because that's what we do. But I'm not going to kill anybody not to kill about observation.
I would kill. Yeah, I think
I'm. But it must be clear what we're here for. We don't observe, we oversight. And speaking of number 30, because maybe we need to check. On page 13, it's like you are satisfied, but I need to be brought on board. We have our number 6 then, and then after that, there is this bold audit outcome. What number is that one? Is it 6.1 or is it now 7?
No, there's no clear. The paragraph 6 does not have clear. They don't have numbers. Like, for example, only 6 levels. Those bold that
my question is this, if not, then they will get numbers.
Yeah. And you recommend it?
Yeah, she said you don't have to come with a solution while it's in here.
No.
My friend. I'm trying to take her advice. I'm throwing her question and solution.
No, maybe you should not say to us. Your opinion is that you should the numbers throughout so that we are able to not speak. You are asking, that's how I responded to the idea.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it helps this committee the way I respond, it's fine. We can go on.
Remember, I'm happy with what I responded, or you want us to number. No, she's asking.
Mic of function. Honorable Mushan is asking, in terms of the report, that there are paragraphs which are not numbered. They are bold. And you note that throughout the report, there are paragraphs where you do not have numbers. And she's asking why some of them do not have numbers. But she was making specific reference to where we are now. And I'm saying, if you note it throughout the document, we have specific areas where you do not have numbers. So the question is, do you want us to go and ask the team to ensure that each bonded paragraph is numbered?
Yeah, if you make sense.
If you make sense, because sometimes if it's a sub-heading, you simply say 6.1 because you are still continuing. But if it's something new, then it becomes the next item. That's why I was speaking, and we are here to correct each other as a team, like my friend said.
Okay,
I'm not actually laughing to overhead, but I think just stylistically, there may be a point that is being made here that we should consider. And that is, you see, from point 8 downwards, it's really the communique of the committee. And so, in a sense, everything that follows under paragraph 8 should not be numbered separately, because everything there is the committee's view. Right. So, perhaps we need to re-look at the heading of paragraph 8 and then have 8.1, 8.2, 8.3 if you want to do it that way. So that if somebody just wants to see what does the committee recommend or what are the issues of the committee, that's where they're going to find it, in that whole paragraph. And maybe that's just stylistically what we should take on board from
Also, for reference purposes, it's better to number it.
on numbering the documents.
Yes.
Okay, agreed. Page 14. The issue of observations, shall we continue on it? Are we removing observations and what will we replace it with?
Yes.
Committee's assessment proposal, do you agree?
Properly for
instance to say we did the committee is of the view that we did not receive, having looked at the annual reports and the financial oversight of the last 6 months, we did not receive a return on investment, something like that. There was no value for money. Did we get value for money? That's an important question of these 18 months of work. Did we get value for money? Did South Africa get value for money?
Yes.
And as a motivation,
I'm
ruling you out of point. That's
I asked. No. Oh. Let's not invent new things. I told you that I'm not here to start new debates.
Oh.
We are not starting new debates. If you want to start new debates, unfortunately, chairperson of BBC Trade, and unfortunately, Maria chairperson. We are following through what we had agreed upon. If that was the, was that the, because I don't remember saying that we don't have room for money in the committee, we didn't, you know. So we can't conclude like that when there was never a discussion to that point. I'm trying to make sure that we have consensus, and we are not, hence I ruled, I remember I said, let's find a way we are discussing, we have confused. That's why I want us to go to the content, and I think you are going to the content now. And what you are trying to shape is the way forward. But we must not start new things. But that will open up for a debate.
Can I explain my question? I was making an example.
Oh.
When I use this ROI, I can use that in the debate.
Okay.
It will be used in any case. But I'm asking for a concluding paragraph because we don't have a
conclusion. There is a protocol and a tradition of how you develop parliamentary reports. You see, we are a committee or committees sitting together. But we have no mandate to adopt anything finally on behalf of Parliament. It is Parliament that, and the House sitting together that will or reject your report. And that is why you always finish your report of the committee with the note that says report to be considered. Because it is not up to us here to say this is the report of Parliament. This is the report of the portfolio committee, and we are asking the House to adopt it. There are recommendations to be made. The conclusions, as you rightly point out, are up to each party. You may emphasize certain issues that you feel, you know, haven't been sufficiently achieved, and so therefore you don't have value for money. But if you read your conclusion as it stands, by the way, it's a very laudable conclusion as far as the report is concerned. So obviously somebody else on that side will want to say something different. And so, you know, that becomes an issue of perspective, and that's why we are multi-party. And those things then get raised in the House. And then your party decides how it wants to vote on this report based on your conclusion. So that's really, Comrade Chair, what I wanted to say. So I don't think we must deviate here from that kind of practice at all.
I just wanted to ask, but I don't know whether I should just now. Could we please add a table of contents also to this document as was done with the draft, with page numbering? It will make it much more user-friendly.
Yeah. Definitely, I agree with you. We agree, Comrade Honourable
Member.
With a table of contents.
Yeah.
The issue of
who will end up, if I may, with the first page. As question, you see that on a question, the next one, then table of contents. Then you come into introduction. But as I'm listening to the way we're talking here, it's like we're like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
I'm good.
You will be confused. I'll confuse you after the meeting.
Okay. Members, we agreed on the table of contents. There was an issue of the conclusion that Honourable Schwerner spoke of. Can we agree on that one? I need direction so that even the team that is going to come and answer the project, do we agree with the proposal of Honourable Schwerner?
allocation of billions. We have to say billions of rand, otherwise it will be said billions of bricks.
Otherwise, I don't think.
can we talk more to an ordinary person? Because not everybody is going to speak and be at this particular level where we are. The people are going to interact with this.
I think you are assisting me in that one. Because if it says the department continue to increase its allocation to infrastructure, then I would agree. But if it's sitting in billions of rents without quantifying it, I have a problem with it. Members, there are two suggestions. So then I can speak.
I wanted to assist you with regard to the figures that you were looking for, but it's not precisely maybe what you're looking for. The FCD project, we need the
you're not finding any problems.
But would it not help even to just to give an indication via the FCD project, which is 40 billion?
I'm saying that we can, as we did earlier on, allow the team to go and reflect the correct amount, if you want the amount. Honorable,
couldn't we combine this into, they're not mutually exclusive. If we are saying increasing, but then if there is a number, then we give the number, because public money is based up. If there is, I mean, we are not standing it somewhere there. So we can combine those two, they're not mutually exclusive. They help each other.
Okay. We agree on dual amendment. Although the department continue to increase its allocation of a specific billion of funds, we put it to infrastructure, the backlog remains high. Township and rural areas still don't have enough classrooms, libraries, science laboratories, sanitation, and electricity. Do we agree? Move to page 15.
Thank you.
that still needed to be filled, which resulted in capacity constraints to the operation of the department.
Jim, we need to get serious here. This is a
Thank you.
accountants that are running at a deficit. That's not the case.
Yeah,
well, it's all the 50 that are running at a deficit.
It's a sample.
But there are two points. The one is the deficit, and then the other one is what is being said by the member in terms of the employer institution.
Employer is a separate issue on the FEG financial problem. All FEG colleagues are in the same position. That's why not done because they are responsible for the role. But the issue of financial problems in FEG is across the board. Based on the economic plan funding. So the point is very in terms of removing the 50. Because now we are talking about our observation. So it's more valid on that. And then the issue of, becomes another point, the issue of the FET College Council as an employer, which is problematic, becomes an issue to address by the DG, that it caused me concern, because to which extent are you able to deal with even the issues of the because they are not employed by the department, they are employed by council. So that as well is social challenge, you know, the further which I think honorable partner recently was moving the committee now to have it agreed upon to be included as the view of the committee on the issue of further the issues that concern around your employer movement. I can't know quite well how you spoke about it, and I think that let's get into a lot of things. But maybe you might come in on this one. When we speak about them being employees of council, but you elaborate it further.
Yes.
That's something left for us to do this.
May I raise some of the problems now? For example, we have a similar situation. It seems that universities are also employees. But for example, there's one pension fund for all universities in the country. And James will know about the, I think it's called the pension fund for institutions. The problem now is we've got 50 different college councils, and you know what about the, for example, the pension situation of college council employees? Some of them still belong to the old government employees pension fund, which they belong to when they were working for the provincial administrations. But you know they've now been transferred to the college council. They've received permission to remain members. But all new appointees, they haven't got a pension fund. Just to mention one problem, and that's where I believe the department, as the mother of all these college councils, should be taking the lead and say, similar to universities, we must establish one pension fund, just to mention one problem. So my point is, it's very easy to say to the college councils, and remember those councils were appointed by the various provincial ministers, that you haven't got capacity. But I believe the problem is more than the quality of the people serving on those councils. There are structural problems that only the Department of Higher Education and Training can take the lead to resolve.
I think I would agree with the latter part. The first part is a new issue that we want to debate. I wouldn't sit here. I don't have information that really gives me an analysis of the pension funds and where the members, if it's an issue at all. But I think it's an issue that we must look at as a committee, the first part. Where I would agree with you, maybe, is where you speak about, when you talk about the council being an employer of the lecturers and all that, but then the challenges of capacity within those councils, putting it within that context, I would agree. But the other part, I think it's something that we'd have to come back to as a committee and engage on, because we do not have that information. Maybe something that we can note and request the department later to come and brief us on and engage on it. Because I wouldn't want to agree on that one because I don't have information to that extent that you have to assist us to agree and move. Let me just open for members to reflect on it and then we'll give you a chance to come back. Honorable Mushan.
Thank you, Chair. I wanted to reflect on the employment of the candidate. Am I still relevant? I wanted to talk of the candidate employment. What I remember, there was a summit which I attended. I think we attended, and the following day, I people left, I remained there until the end of that council. And if I remember correctly, there was an agreement that a council, that there was a proposal. I need to check with the with our officials, with the what do we call the one the right the researchers, that the state is to be the employer. There was that thing, I remember. But what was the conclusion? Because there was a concern, yes, and that concern ended with a conclusion that the council should not continue to be employer. So if I'm not correct, we need to be corrected. Because we need to debate on something that was debated and there was an agreement with the group during the year.
And what my honorable motion is reflecting on is at the FET Summit College. This discussion was arranged and there was consensus at that. But unfortunately, they have not yet started to implement the recommendation of that summit. I think they were still working on until I'm right now. They're still finalizing the report. I know the report that is out. That one is out. The FET College Summit report is out. But they've not implemented yet. Yeah. So there is that recommendation from that summit. Maybe it's something that we can take, as I said, it's something that maybe we can take up with the ministry, with the department, ask them to come back to us in terms of their progress. But implementing all those recommendations from all the summits is something that we must look at. And part of it would be that issue. But they haven't started from that. So, members, I want an indication of us agreeing with what Honorable Senator Wester has proposed, that we change the bullet, last bullet, to remove the 15 FET colleges, to raise that the committee raised a concern around the financial status of FET colleges. Second, the next bullet, which will be the last bullet now, we'll talk about the concern around councils being the employers, which causes problems for the department as we observe, as well for the employees within the FET colleges. Can we agree on that one? The way I've phrased it.
So why are you agreeing?
No, but on the financial part, we agree that the problem, because now it's our observation, the problem is across the board, not only on the financial problem is all the colleges that we have. Challenges of money. That's why they even cap. Remember there was a discussion around they have to cap even the level of how many people they can take and what courses based on the finances that they have and the capacity. So that's where the main challenge is. Even how their programs are run is based on what is being funded. The argument that came to saying that that's why you have a number of FETs offering MCV because it's the only funded program. So they run away from the others because they wouldn't have money to run it. They focus on NCV and there's no capacity to deliver the throughput that we see on NCV. It's not there. That's why we want to discuss. That's why I'm trying to talk about that. Honorable James,
I mean, I would support that formulation as put before us. But I would also end that bullet point by saying we were specifically concerned about
close on page, go to page 15, is it my last page? Page 15, there's nothing, we move to page 16. Another one to put up.
One is that the
is that you would wish them to be addressed. So for me, the recommendation is the concerns that we expressed at higher education earlier on become recommendations, because otherwise you would have had no basis to raise them. So thinking that you just look at higher education and there's just one recommendation is not correct. The issue of students' admission requirements as a concern becomes our recommendation. And secondly, the whole issue of the vacancy rate, which was a concern, becomes our recommendation. And the issue of throughput becomes our recommendation. We, in the concerns that we expressed, the four concerns that were contained in that paragraph, we also raised and wanted to influence the change of the articulation, not articulation as in college speak this time, but the articulation of sentences. But I'm also talking about articulation, that the recommendation must also under FET colleges be around colleges running awareness campaigns to enable better articulation. Because we were saying that when we went, the researchers will remember Mampako and that when we were at CPET, this whole the whole 277 students come from the CPET, and when we engaged with the directors general of both basic education and higher education, they did promise the higher education DG that awareness campaigns would be run in order to make the students to be aware of the courses that they need to take for them to be better articulated into university. So what I'm saying therefore, Chair, is that under FET colleges, I want to see the articulation problem being addressed, but also I'm sure the researchers or our secretary will remember that there was a big issue about unqualified lecturers at college level. And therefore, our recommendation would be staff development for college lecturers, because that was an issue from the last time. The rest of higher education would be the concerns that we had expressed earlier. I don't know what page that was.
Any objections? Agreed upon. Any other issue?
Page 12, this one.
May I just ask the committee, we do not refer in any way, it seems to me, to the skills training component that has come over from the Department of Labor, including the CITAS and the Skills Fund. And also, the Department of Labor has had its own training component as well. And I'm just asking whether we would not like to refer to that in some sense in this group.
Unfortunately, we can't, because the report under review here is for Department of Education, which has not had a mandate on skills development. So it's the old department. They have a separate report that speaks on our engagement with the CITAS, separately, but on this one, specifically on Department of Education. So we can't put there on the system.
Sorry to take you back to 15, and this is probably because I'm a bit clueless on some of the issues, and maybe you can explain. But under the recommendations on basic education, there are two issues that are raised there under bullet
based on the report by the auditor general. And I think they would have to specifically report to specify why they need, because when we had the engagement with the Department of Education, somehow some of the questions were going on, so then that's how we came to say we need to have an engagement. But it doesn't have to have treasury only, but it also provinces, because they've got to be able to account for the unexpenditure. It was in the report when you spoke about the AG's report from the Department of Education, all the provinces, and I think that's what we're sitting on at appropriation. So that's why there's that recommendation on that part. I don't know if the committee would want to reflect on that one so that we either remove it as a recommendation or we amend it.
I'm not suggesting a removal at all. I want us to just add the focus that you are now speaking to, which is that there are problems in the provincial spending and that we need this kind of meeting. And maybe what we should do is to add it in the concerns part of it where we note certain things and then say as a recommendation that is partnered with that concern. We need to convene such a meeting. But then I want to add, Chair, that we add also the provincial committees on education have representatives of those legislatures, where those committees also have an oversight role over their individual functions.
At this point, honourable member. We agree that one. Any other issues that we...
I just on the bullet thing, recommendations, the first paragraph.
Page, no, I thought we were done.
Page 13.
I was really excited.
Yes. Portfolio committees, and when we refer to the annual performance of the Department of Education. And the annual report wasn't that for just basic education.
Hmm?
I propose that we delete the word basic education.
Which? Which bullet?
No.
Bullet 10.
Bullet 10. Bullet 10. Bullet 10. Recommendation.
Portfolio Committee on Basic Education and Higher Education and Training. Having assessed the annual performance of the Department of Education.
Not it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, on page 2, under bullet number, under number 3. Number 3, Education, Labor, Relations Council. I think there are other concerns, other things that you noted under that presentation. Such as? Yes. And there are a lot of vacancies that are there in the LRC, and we commented about that because it hinders the delivery, especially under the administration, the program administration. There were a lot of vacancies there that were not filled, and so many programs were not taken forward because of that. And another thing that we commented on was the issue of the teacher laptop initiative that was not yet implemented even now, and we are concerned about the slow pace of that, as to say.
Okay.
Yeah, Chairperson, maybe it's a worry again. Why don't you have anything on yellow street? Because there were so many things that you could. Yeah.
So the vacancies, particularly in the top management, as far as
administration.
Mediation and the civil division is concerned, they pay back those vacancies. The second issue is around the litigation on future development, as well as discipline,
yeah.
To recall that
mm-hmm.
as well. So those two at least, I think, should feature there. Was there anything else that you wanted to raise on the ALRC?
Yeah, it was the slow pace that the developer and the teacher lab tradition initiative. It's been long, but even now, we don't, they're not delivering.
Yeah. And then, of course, the case flow management regarding matters that are actually brought to them for mediation. We haven't received a sense that they finalize cases timely. And that's part of why it is that it's a problem with their vacancy rate. Because in that particular department, which is essentially their core function, they have vacancies at the senior management level, which then doesn't manage case flow management, which is ultimately their core function. But they do very well in things like HIV/AIDS campaigning and stuff like that, which isn't their core function.
Thank you, Chairperson. Still on digital land, so brought out, there was also concern as to why it's data site failing. Because I think it was a serious issue that there is a pastoral system attached to the teacher's salary. And the agreement was that teachers were going to get collected and not necessarily
pay for
them, and they are not only paying the shops that were the owner, those that are selling are very expensive.
Thank you.
document that on paper RPL, a very big document. But I think here we are saying there was a need for a national approach in respect of RPL. A recognition of prior learning. My understanding was that, you know, there is a very big document on this one. Unless if I remember the wrong thing.
The better one was specifically for the higher education on the issue of the FETs that they have to do.
So it was only higher that.
Yes, I think
because
that is what. On the issue of the RPL recognition of prior learning, yes, I will agree with Honorable Moshwana that there was a document that was there on this, but I think we can all agree that not much has been done on RPL. I think that is why the committee have raised the issue again, as to say, even though there might be a document that was issued long time ago, but for now, this is the complaint that has been consistently raised within this protocol committee, just to say, we don't see any strides. There is nothing much that is done in RPL. So,
implementation.
Yes, exactly. That is why I say. Yes, that is why I wanted to say I don't think we should just drop it as it is, but we need to say, yes, we need to see. Not only higher education. Yeah, I think it falls under higher education,
yeah.
Definitely.
The Department of Higher Education reports outlining how it will endeavor to implement the national approach in regard to recognition of higher
education. might suggest that.
All of these should be under that. Yes, exactly. And then number two, about the insurance sector education again. The Auditor General reported on irregular expenditure. And then the recommendation. Under recommendation, Chair, one of the things that we as a committee agitated upon the first thing was the same irregular expenditure, and that took a big chunk of the debate. So in terms of recommendations, there was a recommendation to strict adherence of tender process management, whatever the right articulation is, because we reacted to
that.
Under recommend. If you see the other two, it's not there. To tender management process.
Incorporated in the last year of the year. But then we talked to the speakers here, is that correct?
I find it very, very interesting. Because we, on the one hand, we proclaim to say we are only dealing up to March, but then on the other hand, we're dealing with things that happen quite recently.
Well, I'm on your hands. You guys were the ones who dealt with this ECDC CETA. I mean, this was a meeting that you had with them, isn't it? So,
mm-hmm.
If there's a meeting that you had with them, should they not be a... Did they produce an annual report?
Yes.
Yes, I think
the Department of Sector must help us here because we engage as per the department, as per the chairs. I'm just saying we engage with them to the annual report, but we don't know as a committee whether we take that because even tomorrow we are meeting with two speakers. Who are presenting annual reports that are not for consideration in this report. So, you guys.
I think what you must do is, I think you need to consult with the chairperson on whether this whole thing goes in. Okay. If it goes in, it will go in as amended. If it goes out, the whole thing will go in before they go away. My feeling is that nothing to hurt for the people. If there are recommendations that you want to make sure get realized next year and you have something before you, then you might as well put it in. I wouldn't stand on protocol on that issue, but it's really up to you guys as higher education whether you want to have it in or out. So you guys need to make it.
May I be
excuse
now?
No,
the problem.
Administration, or it doesn't serve administrative needs. that is the problem, that the IT system is not up to scratch in general language. They've got certain needs, they need to track learners, etc., and the IT system is outdated.
Well, why don't you say that the IT system is
problems. I don't have a problem with the technical, but if we just leave it as problems with the NCC and it talks to the disclaimer, that is a specific problem that has to do with their accounting system. They are using an incompatible valuation technique. So somewhere, I don't know how the right sentence would read, but it is a problem with the accounting system and the evaluation and the valuation.
Financial management problem.
Yes.
Financial management problems, are you happy?
Yes, I
I look at this as a matter of
Particularly happy.
of the concerns, they also put over into recommendations. For example, there's a need to urgency call.
And recommend it. And recommend it. The entity should call, should urgently call the secondary one. The entity should urgently call the secondary. Advice to the minister should be based on strongly on areas of concern in higher education. The entity should advise the minister on areas of concern in higher education.
Can I just say, Madam Chair, advice obviously with a C and not an S?
Yes.
But also, if the members could remember.
No, it's advice with an S.
But then the other point is that one of the tasks by law of the Council for Higher Education is to advise the Minister on higher education. And what it was important to us that they don't fulfill that mandate.
Yeah, so let me say, the entity should advise the minister more strongly about areas or what the entity should stick to their mandate when they advise their, when they advise the minister. The entity should stick to their mandate when advising the minister. And advise the minister.
Thank you. Some of you accepted to the portfolio committee, although it was tabled by the department of the King's Parliament and we've received a 159 notification, which means that we can start planning to receive that legislation in the next month. However, there are specific procedures in terms of how we engage the public hearings, etc. I have already asked Mr. Brown to prepare a pro forma advertisement and press statement for us to release it so that at least people have advanced notification of that legislation. One of the serious problems that we have in Parliament is that the rules require a two-week notification process for public hearings. And what happens oftentimes is that people are, especially when it comes to education and so on, where people are really interested in something, and particularly with your SUVs and people like those, and then they miss that two-week period. And that often happens because, you know, in 2 weeks you're not going to reach every single school and so on. People then come after the fact and say, but, you know, you haven't given us enough time to comment or think about the issue. So what we want to do this time around is we want to give advance notice to people and I'll issue a statement already now, even though we don't have the legislation referred to the portfolio. So that people have a huge amount of time, and if they can't complain when both eventually is discussed here in the committee, they can't complain that they didn't have an answer. Hopefully what we will try and do is to still start the process this year in terms of public engagement, but that all depends on our program, on our side of in Parliament. As far as the rest of the year is concerned, we will be taking some engagement from various units in the department. One of the units that I think we must definitely start looking more closely at is basic education. One that we haven't been looking at, to be honest, is the issue of the school nutrition program. Now, those of you who have spent time looking at the annual report and so on will know that this is one of the biggest expenditure items in the budget of the department. And yet we haven't done, because we're so concerned with school results and curriculum issues and teacher development issues, that we haven't really looked at the school nutrition program. So you'll see that during the public hearings, we got a number of submissions that kind of touched on this issue of school nutrition. Some people that some schools feeding kids in the afternoon just so that they can attend school and they attend school because they're hungry and that they want to eat in school. The other issue that we have to look at is value for money issues. You know, what kind of menus are being served and so on. Because this is a huge chunk of money that goes down to the ground, and I think we'll be remiss if we did not exercise our oversight over that issue, and we treat it like a peripheral issue, but actually it's a huge expenditure item, and people are really getting on that score. And if there are people who are particularly interested in that subject, then I think we should really start doing some research on that. In any case, are there any questions? And then remember the briefings of the exams continue right up to the end of Thursday, okay? Every Thursday. So I don't have to keep on reminding you and you don't have to send out notices to yourself. Just diarize it as a planning item. If you're there, you're there. If you're not there, you're not there. Kind of thing. But I must say that the people have missed out on a very, very good report last year. Are there any other items that people want to raise? Any questions you have? Any comments? I want to thank you all for your patience and your discipline. And I miss very much that all that we have left now, except for Mr. Pandre's question, is basic education. Viva basic education.
Basic education.
I'm sorry.
Basic.
afternoon after immediately after the team meeting. We will try to use the sleep over at 31st flight in Nostrand. We'll be in Nostrand after 7 and drive down to Hayes View and the program, I'll give the program today, I'll send it to members as well. We should be finished around 2